Conservatives say Biden's Supreme Court pick will be a radical left activist. By Brecken Eftis on February 25, 2022. President Joe Biden nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to fill retiring Justice Stephen Breyer's seat on the Supreme Court. But conservative groups are warning of Jackson's radical, left-wing activism. Jackson is currently a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit and has held that position since June 2021. Maybe the only promise Joe Biden has kept is his pledge to nominate a liberal, activist judge to the Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson is exactly that, a radical, left-wing activist who would rubber-stamp Biden's disastrous agenda, Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said. By picking Jackson, Biden put far-left special interests ahead of defending Americans' rights and liberties. The Republican National Committee will make sure voters know just how radical Jackson is and remember at the ballot box in November. The RNC also noted Jackson's high rate of reversals by higher courts on her decisions. Meanwhile, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, criticized Biden's criteria for picking a nominee, which was entirely based on race and sex. What the president said is that only African American women are eligible for this slot, that 94% of Americans are ineligible, Cruz told Fox News. The way Biden ought to do it is to say, I'm going to look for the best justice, interview a lot of people, and if he happens to nominate a justice who is an African American woman, then great. National pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony's List, SBA List, noted her pro-abortion bona fides. Joe Biden is fulfilling his promise to only appoint justices who support the Roe v. Wade regime of abortion on demand up to birth, a policy so extreme only a handful of countries in the world hold it, including North Korea and China. Ketanji Brown Jackson is backed by many of America's most radical pro-abortion groups, SBA List President Marjorie Tannenfelser said in a press release. She is on record opposing the free speech rights of pro-life advocates pleading to save lives outside abortion centers and supporting the false claim that abortion is health care. We have no doubt she will work with the most pro-abortion administration in history to enshrine abortion on demand nationwide in the law. With the court's decision in Dobbs expected this summer, the stakes have never been higher in the fight to protect unborn children and their mothers and let the people decide this issue through their elected representatives, not unelected judges, the statement continued. The overwhelming majority of Americans reject the Democrats' extreme agenda that includes late-term abortions when unborn children can feel pain, dismemberment abortions, lethal discrimination abortions, and more. Similarly, Catholic Vote is sounding the alarm on Jackson's propensity to oppose free religious expression, defying the First Amendment. Judge Jackson is the choice of the radical left. By all indications, she will be a rubber stamp for left-wing judicial activism that will continue to punish and penalize Catholic beliefs in the public square, Group President Brian Birch said in a press release. Judge Jackson has been nominated because she is expected to use the court to reward the far left with support for policies that a majority of the country opposes. When judges become legislators, among those that stand to lose the most are Catholic hospitals, schools, charities, and families. Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project had a similar sentiment, saying, not a huge surprise, Biden just picked the most extreme left-wing SCOTUS nominee in our nation's history. Ketanji Brown Jackson will make Sonia Sotomayor look like Sarah Palin. She'll become the most predictable vote on the court, pro-abortion, pro-gender ideology, everything. The Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, issued a plea and a prayer that Jackson will respect the Constitution and the freedoms therein. A justice should interpret the Constitution faithfully and according to the original public meaning of the framers who wrote it. While ADF doesn't take a position on the merits of Supreme Court nominees, respecting the Constitution in this way is essential to protect our precious freedoms, including our first freedom, the right to peacefully live and work consistently with one's religious beliefs, ADF General Counsel Kristen Wagoner said. If confirmed, we pray that Judge Jackson will heed the magnitude of that concern and respect the limits of her judicial office, ruling according to the Constitution, and not legislating from the bench. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.